Hello there and welcome to another exciting podcast here on VI Talk. On these podcasts, you can expect interviews from different people across the UK as they share with you ideas, information and support. Hello there and welcome. Now in last week's podcast we started our countdown to Sight Village, one of the biggest UK markets for the blind and visually impaired in mind. In this podcast we're going to be continuing our countdown by interviewing some more companies who are going to be showcasing some of their products at the venue. First up is Karen Easthope, who is going to be talking to us today about Advantage Canes.
Hi everyone, it's Jo, and it's a pleasure to welcome back Karen Easthope, who I think we can call a friend of VI Talk, really. She wears many hats at QAC. Hiya, Karen.
Hi, you okay?
I'm fine, thank you. Yourself?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you.
So you're here today to put on your Advantage Canes hat, aren't you?
That's right, yes. I have many, as you say, but today yeah. It's the canes.
So do you want to tell us what Advantage Canes are and a little bit about them?
Absolutely. So Revolution Advantage canes are exactly what they say on the tin. They're carbon fibre from tip to toe. They are the elite cane. I like to call them the elite cane that's on the market at the moment. They're handmade in a San Diego factory. We import from San Diego and sell direct to local authorities and individuals across the UK. And they really are highly durable canes. They don't, because they're carbon fibre, including their joints, they don't bend like aluminium canes tend to. So if you hit something, you're more inclined to snap it than bend it. However, it would take a double-decker bus to go over it to snap them.
Hopefully that's not going to happen to anybody. But
no, I don't. I hope that doesn't, no.
So can people get these? I know it's a really controversial topic, but can people get these in different colours?
Yeah, they can, absolutely. And you're absolutely right, it's controversial. I always like to say it's like Marmite, you love it or you hate it. And without fail, at every Sight Village event, we have people that are for coloured canes and people that are against them. We do various colours, not too many a range now. So you've got the basics, red, blue, yellow, green, etc. Yellow, yeah, I've said yellow, haven't I? So, We do the basic colours and we do get supporters that want them. We get people that come and tell us that we shouldn't be doing that. But to be fair, if it makes somebody more independent, it doesn't matter really what colour the cane is. As far as we're concerned, it's promoting independence.
Absolutely, especially where children are concerned. Having their favourite colour makes them go out and use a cane and be safe, then I think that's important.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
So if people want, obviously at Sight Village, they you're exhibiting, as you said, and people can come over and have a look at them. Can they have a little play? Can they borrow one?
Yeah, absolutely. We always offer that. We'll be on the Queen Alexandra stand, so QAC stand. So come along, and if you've never used one of our canes, come and test drive one around the event for the morning. No problem at all, no pressure to purchase one either. So yeah, just come along and have a look at them, and actually until you've picked one up and had a feel of one, you won't know the difference until you compare it with your current cane.
So what kind of price tag are we looking at, Karen?
Okay, we're looking for a standard, our canes come in 5 centimetre length, so from 90 centimetres up, right up to 150 centimetres, it's the same price, it's £30.50 for the cane. You don't get a tip with them, so you have to purchase your tip, so we do that because there are so many on the market that not everybody has the same tips. You can have a standard pencil tip at £4.50. The popular tips are the roller tips, which are £13. And we do a jumbo roller, pretty much the size of a tennis ball, and those are £15.
Right. So for anybody who can't perhaps come along to Site Village and look at the QAC stand, how can people get in touch with yourselves to perhaps find out more or to order a cane?
Okay, they can give us a call on 0121 428 5041 and speak to any member of the team to ask more information or to place an order over the phone. It's absolutely fine.
Fabulous. Well, thanks for joining us, Karen, and under your guys as Advantage Canes.
Thank you.
Hopefully you get lots of visitors to Site Village this year and to the QAC stand.
Well, we hope so. So, yes, I look forward to seeing you at some point as well.
All right. Thanks, Karen.
Okay. Thanks, Joe.
Next up is Ellis, who's going to be talking to us today about his company, VisionAid.
Hi, everyone. It's Katie. I'm joined by Joe.
Hi, everyone.
And we've also got Ellis from VisionAid.
Hi, Katie. Hi, Joe.
Hiya, Ellis. So you're here as part of our Countdown to Site Village. So do you want to, for those who don't know, and I'm sure lots of people do, but do you want to just give people a little overview of what VisionAid Technologies is?
Yeah, sure. It's now our 22nd year that we've been running, and we're an independent supplier of assistive technology aids for people with low vision and blindness. At last count, I think we were working with 51 different manufacturers. So the real thing that we're very passionate about is trying to find the right solution for the person, because everyone's different and everyone's eyesight's different and everyone's needs are different. So it's about trying to find the best solution from the biggest range of manufacturers that we can find to pick the best solution that works for what people need to be able to do with it.
That's great. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you're going to be showing at Site Village this year?
Yeah, love to. Yeah, we've got some quite new exciting things. So hopefully, obviously with the new location of Site Village Central now as well, it'll be interesting to see what it's like. So, well, the first one we've got is a new device that connects into a standard television set and basically allows you to have full access to your television programming guide, emails, video calling, calendar, weather, so all the things, standard things that people would want to be able to do, but in a really simple and accessible way. Obviously, the key demographic is designed for people who might find using a computer difficult, so sort of the more elderly population. But this simplifies it all into a nice, simple menu structure and also responds really, really well to voice commands because it uses Google voice recognition. So the remote control that comes with it is a really simple one, and there's a nice big button for voice commands on it, and you can just push that and say channel 3 and then it'll just change to channel 3 on the television and you'll start watching it. In the years that I've been doing this, I've not seen anything like this product before, so we're quite excited to be launching it at Site Village Central.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
So I know you've got loads, so what else have we got?
Thanks. So we'll also be showcasing and hopefully actually properly launching now the Dot Watch, which is the world's first Braille smartwatch. It's been in development now for several years, and the manufacturer's been very good. If there have been issues with it, then they've been holding it back to get those problems resolved, which is what's been happening over the last sort of 12, 18 months with it. But we're now just waiting for the final version of the Android software to test with it. It's working on iPhone, but we want to have simultaneous release on iPhone and iOS. iPhone and Android at the same time. Come at sort of Site Village Central, it should be ready to properly start letting people purchase it.
That looks really good.
Does it? I've not seen it, but I'm just wondering if you could just give a quick overview of what it is, because I know some people have listened, you've talked about it with us before, but for anybody who hasn't heard of it, do you want to give a quick overview of what it is?
Yeah, of course. It's basically a 4-cell refreshable Braille display that is shaped like a kind of stylish wrist watch. And it pairs with your smartphone, iPhone or Android phone, and allows you to read any notifications that come through on your phone. So if somebody sends you a text message or a WhatsApp message or an email and the notification comes on your phone, you can then read that notification on your Dot Watch without the need of relying on text-to-speech, which would be quite a refreshing change for many Braillists out there. Obviously, with their phone, if they want to listen to something, either they have to get their main Braille display out and make sure that's paired and do it and use that, or rely on text-to-speech. So being able to actually read their messages and things privately in a device that's neat and small and lightweight is something that hopefully is sort of quite a refreshing change for them. It's also got standard things like you expect, like alarms, and because it's working with your smartphone, they'll be adding more features through that as well. But of course, the main thing is the notifications that it can read, and obviously it'll help you tell the time as well without needing a talking watch, so you'll be able to tell the time in Braille too. So
that is good. That, yeah, does sound really good.
What sort of price point are we looking at for that, Ellis? Do you know yet?
It's not 100% confirmed yet, but we're hoping it's going to be under £400. So it's not cheap, but for obviously Braille technology isn't cheap in the market, and the amount of research and development they've and continued development they've been putting into it. It's still a unique product, even though it was sort of showcased 3 years ago the first time, because of their new Braille cell technology they're using in it. It's quite exciting. And then they'll also be then starting to work on, well, they are working on much bigger Braille displays with it rather than just the 4 cell on the Dot Watch. There'll be a new product called the Dot Pad, which is up to 64 cells of refreshable Braille. Wow. So that will be coming after this one's launched as well. So I don't think we'll have one of those at Sight City though. Sight Village, but hopefully we might. We'll see.
We love our Braille, don't we, Katie?
Definitely. Is there any other new products you'd like to tell us about?
There's a few, yeah. And we've got the brand new ReadEasy will be being showcased there as well. So that's the ReadEasy Evolve, which is the first standalone text-to-speech reading machine that will actually capture an A3 size area. So it means for the first time a user can easily capture a tabloid newspaper page and then read the newspaper in a normal way. There'll also be some extra bits in there so that you can easily navigate between headings and things as well, because big problem on reading machines is finding the part of the text that you actually want to read rather than reading from right from the beginning, as they all do. So this will have some new things in there to help you start reading from the point that you want to. And it comes with a battery option as well, so you can easily move it around your home. It should last for about 6 hours or so, and it only takes 2 or 3 seconds from when it's captured a page to begin reading it to you. So it's very, very fast as well. It's the world's fastest standalone machine as well.
Excellent. And what sort of price point are we looking at for that?
Very similar to the one to the unit it replaces, actually. It'll be around £1,600 or so. So not cheap, but as text-to-speech devices go, it's still on the sort of the much lower end cost of devices. We have some devices that are up sort of £3,500 and above. But this one should be more palatable, put it that way. It's still not cheap, but the feature set and the accuracy on it and the speed set it apart from other devices, I think.
That sounds great. So next.
Going through a big long list here. We've also got three different manufacturers' products of wearable assistive technology, and that's a new sector that's really sort of gaining traction, and many new manufacturers are coming into that. So we've got the eSight product, the head-worn product that you may have seen. It's had a huge amount of social media and online marketing presence on there. So VisionAid is the UK distributor for that product now. We're also the UK distributor for a product called Iris Vision, which is another head-worn magnifying system using sort of mainstream Samsung mobile phone and VR headset technology. That's a very good solution. And another manufacturer from America called New Eyes, which is a product similar to eSight as well. So the nice thing about that is people could come and have a look at all three of them and try them all out one after the other and see what they think to them. Because it's a completely different market sector with wearable technology, and people can do different things with them.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it? It's always good to have choice.
Yeah. Mm. The nice thing with wearables as well, obviously, because traditional video magnifiers, you're sort of tied to the video magnifier. With these, because they're head-worn, it's completely hands-free. So for doing anything practical, DIY work, painting, sort of craft work, it sort of opens all that up in a much easier way. And even being able to see people's faces and things in the distance, which a lot of low vision people have sort of missed. They can see people in photographs if they zoom in on them and magnify, but they can't see them in real time and actually sort of see detail on their faces and their expressions. So that's one nice thing that we found that people are able to do again with some of these head-worn devices. And even things like sitting down and watching television, not with their noses touching the screen. You can sit back with your friend or family or partner on the sofa and then use the head-worn technology to zoom in on your television screen. So it's little things that people take for granted that you sort of lose the ability to do that some of these head-worn devices re-enable you to do again now, which is quite nice.
Yeah, that sounds really good, actually, because, yeah, I can remember the days of sitting right up close to the TV when I had a little bit of sight and the family having to kind of arrange themselves around you.
That's it, yeah, yeah.
That are partially sighted have to do that. I'm totally blind, so never had that problem. Just can't see it anyway.
Oh.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about?
Yeah, we've got, there's one other product as well. There's a new product from Chris Park Design. Their best-selling product was a product called the iLoView Full HD, which is a really good 7-inch handheld magnifier. They're just about to launch a 13 and a 15-inch version of that, which is a transportable desktop video magnifier, which the nice thing about this is that it's much, much more compact and smaller than a traditional desktop video magnifier, and it folds up flat and weighs about 4 kilograms or 8.5 pounds or so, I think. So if you want to actually pick it up and move it from one room to another, or take it with you if you go and visit friends or family, or if you're a business user or an education user and you attend meetings or you're in a classroom environment, you can easily take it with you. And the camera that it's got, you just grab hold of the a dial on the side and you twist it, and then it moves the camera to look in the distance as well. So you can use it for looking at presentations or looking at the teacher in a classroom environment. So it's just a really powerful, good quality, transportable desktop video magnifier. This is probably as succinct a way as I can put it.
I think it's a good job that Site Village is running for 2 days, isn't it? Because I think people are going to need half a day to look at everything that you've got on offer.
Well, thanks. These are just some of the exciting new ones. We've got, I think it's over 350 products we have. Obviously, we don't have space to have all of those at Site Village, but it's always nice. It's always one of the biggest stands we ever have. So people will get a good idea of the type of technology that's available, and hopefully there'll be something there that can help them, and obviously critically as well, fits their budget as well.
Yeah,
absolutely. All about choice.
Yeah.
Is there anything else, Ellis, that you'd like to highlight that's going to be on the VisionAid stand?
Not specifically, no. I mean, we've got a lot of other sort of best-selling products, and we organise our stand so that people can look at different categories of products. So all the handheld electronic magnifiers will be together, and the desktops and the transportables and the wearables, the reading machines with text-to-speech, assistive technology software. So it's hopefully going to be fairly easy for them to sort of navigate. And once we've found out what type of thing they're interested in, they can just come and have a look and have a play with all the different devices that are available, which is always the best thing to do, is get hands-on with them and see how they find them themselves directly at an environment like that.
Yeah, definitely.
That's good. Would you like to give us some contact details in case people are either not able to attend Site Village or would like to contact you before?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So our main office telephone number here is 01775 711 977. And our email address, the best one would be info@visionaid.co.uk. I'd just like to say as well on the products, if see people attending Site Village, it can be a little bit daunting if they've not attended before. So on pretty much all the products that we do, if it's difficult for people to make a decision there, and then we also do completely free, no obligation home demonstrations as well, so people can actually try them at home with no charge whatsoever. For that service, and all the manufacturers in the industry do that, and it's a really good thing for people to be able to do and actually try it at home with their own reading material. And if they actually are seriously thinking about a particular system, do try and remember to bring some reading material with you to Site Village. That's always something that people forget. So bring the toughest documents you've got at home that you'd like to be able to read, so you can then put the machines through their paces at the show as well.
That's a really good idea, actually. Good advice. And that's nice, so that no one's going to make a snap decision and then perhaps regret it or think, I should have gone for that instead. So that's a really, really good idea. Well, thank you ever so much, Ellis, as always,
that's all right.
For joining us.
It's nice to speak to you again, Joe.
Yeah, I'm sure you've got sure you get lots of visitors. So yeah.
Hope so. Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Fabulous.
Okay, thanks very much for your time, everyone.
Thank you.
Now, for those people who are looking at holidays and thinking about where to go next, prick back your ears, guys, because our next guest here is Damiano Larraca, who's going to be talking to us about his company, Sailboat Holidays.
Hi, everyone. It's Katie from VI Talk. I'm joined by Joe.
Hi, everyone.
And also Damiano from Sailboat Holidays. Hi, Damiano.
Hello.
Hiya.
Okay, do you want to, Damiano, do you want to start by telling us a little bit about Sailboat Holidays?
Of course. So Sailboat Holidays is a tour operator that specializes in organizing tailor-made holidays for people with any visual impairment, as well as their friends and families, and also wheelchair users. I'm just going to speak more about the people with visual impairment for this specific interview. And what we offer is really the chance for everyone to go abroad, regardless of their disability, and tailor a holiday that can be enjoyed by individual travelers if they want to travel on their own, or couples, or a little group of friends, or charities, as we also organize group holidays for UK charities. We specialize on activities. That's our kind of main selling point, is that we have very good activities that are suitable for people that are blind, as well as providing a local guide, chaperone in each of our destinations. The local guide ensure that the person is totally relaxed, and from the moment that they arrived at the airport at the destination, throughout the holiday, they can trust his local friend for taking them to the accommodation, showing them the surroundings of the accommodation, where the plaques are, meeting the owners, and then going to the activities, as well as taking people to the meals. So maybe reading the menus, suggesting local dishes. More of a local friend in each destination. The destinations that we offer are quite a few. They have increased from previous years. So we have Sicily as our best-selling destination, as usual. And then we have added Rome, Lanzarote, Cyprus, Slovenia. And then from later on this year, we have Thailand as an outside of Europe destination. And we're also going to explore Vietnam and India this year. So potentially next year, we're going to have India and Vietnam as well.
Wow, that's quite a good selection, isn't it?
Right. Would you like to tell us a little bit about your stand at Sight Village?
Yeah, so the Sight Village stand is going to be, as usual, full of goodies for people to try some local specialties from, it depends which destination we choose. Maybe we'll bring some local limoncello or some local chocolate from Italy, or maybe some Spanish cheese. There's always something to try as people sit down and talk to us. Usually we explain the way it works, because it's quite a unique model. No one else offering this tailored service, so we kind of explain how the guiding and the chaperone works, what's the process, or how people choose the destinations or the activities. We kind of find together the best activities that are suitable, and then we just grab some details for people that want to stay in touch with us, and then we just send the information over a PDF or Word documents afterwards, and we will also be handing out some brochures at the stand on the day.
So for anyone who's interested, Damiano, that Sailboat's slightly different, isn't it, in that you organise your own flights, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. So we kind of want to people to be independent on that sort of level. So also, it's also cheaper to find flights online. So what we give out is a list of maybe phone numbers for the airlines that are dealing with the destinations that they're interested into. We help throughout the process anyway. So we give numbers, people book their own flights, and then they book also their own special assistance. We also have some documents that we sent out if they need it, where to go at the airport to meet the special assistance, what to ask, these sort of questions. We help with this process, and then we choose together the dates when the people want to travel. We check for availability of guides and accommodation, and then we put together an offer that includes pretty much everything. The people buy separately the flights, and then we kind of, it's good to go, so that the holiday is kind of ready to be booked. We only require a small deposit to book the holiday, and then the balance is due usually about 12 weeks before departure.
So how big a group, if people wanted, you know, a group of friends maybe want to go away, or a few couples, how big a group can you accommodate?
We have done a maximum of 15 people. Up to 15 is what we can take, but to keep it kind of comfortable for everyone, we recommend not more than 15, 16 people.
Usually
the group size are 4 to 8 standard. We have a lot of individuals, the people that come on holiday on their own. A lot of couples this year. We have our first honeymoon.
Where
a couple of times to celebrate. That's nice.
Yeah, it's lovely.
And then charities. So the charities also, we set the standards for 16 people. And usually the charity brings along one or two volunteers from the charity. So, and then I'll bring a few guides. So in total, we are like 18.
Yeah.
Around.
I was going to ask about the guides. So how many, if it was, say, a group of 4 to 8, how many guides would be available to help them out?
That's entirely up to the request.
Right.
We usually provide one every two people. Sometimes people have some sight, so they are happy to guide maybe during the day, and they just need the guides only in the evening. So sometimes we also have maybe four people with one guide, depending on the level of independency and confidence. But we have availability for 4 or 5 guides in each destination.
So it really is tailored, isn't it? It absolutely is tailored.
How does it work with guides? Do you have to arrange, do people just tell you that they need a guide, or, and do they have to pay for that, or is that included?
So the offer, this is a service. So the guide is actually someone at the destination, from the destination, responsible for making sure that the individual, the group, is taken to the accommodation, and it's kind of then with them throughout the week. So it is a service that if it's required, they can purchase that specific service. We usually, as a standard, provide a guide with each booking, and then people ask for more or less. But yes, so it's kind of a requested service that we provide.
So
that's included in the price.
Oh, right. So that's what I was going to ask. That's included, is it? So it's all included in the cost of the holiday.
Yes. So the cost is usually the accommodation, the guide, and the activities.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us a little bit, just to give a little flavour of some of the activities?
Yeah, so there is a logic behind all the activities, and that's that we want people to explore the culture of a place fully, really. So We start with cultural and gastronomic activities. So there is city tour, which are adapted. So we do maybe some tactile museums that we have, for example, in the destination. So a reproduction of the main monument on a model in scale. Usually we start the tour with these tactile models of the city. Then we do the local markets, because that's very traditional. People can go into the local fish and vegetable markets. They can try food as they go along, street food markets. And then there is the main UNESCO site. In each one of these destinations, there would be a UNESCO site where they can go and explore a bit of culture, and then a lot of food tasting sessions, wine tasting sessions, and then the sports, and also some natural excursions. So we do hiking, maybe in the mountains or by the lake. And then the sports are quite popular as well. In Sicily, we offer scuba diving practice or windsurfing, kayaking. And then we offer skiing in the Alps. And then we also have all the relaxing offers. So we have massages, spa day, yoga, meditations, and all these sort of relaxing type of holidays.
So something for everybody, definitely.
Definitely.
Okay, so for anybody who can't perhaps make it to Site Village, but has thought this sounds really interesting, I'd like to know more, can you give some contact details?
Of course. So first of all, the website is available for people to look at the offers. The website is www.seable, spelled S for sugar, EABLE.co.uk. They can also email directly at Emma, so emma@seable.co.uk. Otherwise, they can phone us. The landline number is 0207-749-4866. Or by mobile, 0789-154-6211. We are also available on social media, so Seable Holidays on either Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, everywhere really.
Yeah, so wherever anybody is, you're probably there.
Yeah, we try and be everywhere. Otherwise, Lovely. They can come to the office. We're based in London. In Kingsland Road, which is around the Old Street Shoreditch area, 35 Kingsland Road.
Fabulous.
Great. Thank you for joining us today, Damiano.
Thank you.
Thank you
for the opportunity.
Now, last up is Alex Pitts, who's going to be talking to us today about British blind sport.
Hi everyone, it's Jo, and I have with me Katie.
Hi everyone.
And also, it's a pleasure to introduce Alex from British Blind Sport for the first time on VI Talk. And you're here to talk about Site Village, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yeah. Hello.
Hi Alex. Would you like to start by telling us a little bit about, for anyone who doesn't know, but a little bit about British Blind Sport?
Yeah, certainly. So British Blind Sport is a national disability sports organisation and a charity as well, and we focus on improving the provision of visually impaired sport and physical activity. So we work across the nation to try and improve the opportunities available to those that are blind and partially sighted to get involved in a sport or physical activity of their interest, and we just make those connections.
Fabulous. So if we talk about your stand at Site Village, it's usually quite an interesting and exciting one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is at the central Site Village. We're lucky enough to have some sporting space to do some activities as well, which is really exciting.
So do you want to tell us what's on offer this year?
Yeah, so obviously we will have a presence. We'll have a table available on the day with lots of information on the opportunities that those that are coming, you know, can get involved in after the exhibition. We're also hoping to have sports tasters on offer throughout the day. So we'll have 5 or 6 different sports for those to come and have a go at. At the moment, we have confirmed that we will have goalball on offer. Goalball is a visually impaired specific activity for those that aren't aware of it. And it's similar to football, yet it's played with the hands and you roll the ball across the court into, I think it's 3 metre size goals. We'll also have sound tennis available on the day that individuals can come and have a go at. And England and Wales Blind Golf are also in attendance at Site Village and we'll have some golf nets up for everyone to have a go at.
That sounds great. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about Site Village that people can expect?
So I would just say that from a BBS perspective, we'll be promoting all the different projects and offers that we will have for the day. So we're lucky that we have a database through British Blind Sport with over 1,500 clubs that have either advertised themselves as being VI inclusive with their activities or offering VI specific activity as well. So in regards to the Midlands area, we will have a list of clubs that we are able to have and can offer to individuals that would be interested in finding out what's available. We also have our resources which provide some guidance to coaches or deliverers or school teachers, PE teachers, anyone that's looking for information about how they can get their service users involved in sport and physical activity and what adaptations need to be made. We have a good variety of resources on offer for the day. I would say the last thing that is really important that we have going on in the Midlands area is our See My Voice project, which is a young leaders program aimed at 11 to 18 year olds. And we basically recruit them to volunteer in sporting opportunities or anything that interests them. And that would be young leaders who have a visual impairment themselves and just want to get out and get some work experience and some volunteering experience in their area.
That sounds like a brilliant idea. Lots of confidence building and experience. That's great. Outside of Site Village, Alex, do you want to tell us just a few of the other sports that are available through British Blind Sport that you can sort of help people get involved with?
Yeah, so there's a multitude of sports that we have on offer. We have our 5 sports sections available, which are for those that want to take their sport to a competitive level. So we have our football section, which is our partially sighted football league, which is all over the nation, a bowling section, an archery section, a shooting section, and a cricket section as well. And these have different clubs and leagues going out throughout the nation for those that maybe want to take their sport to a next level. From a grassroots perspective, we run our Have a Go Day programme, which is a series of taster events spread out again across the nation, which offer the individuals to come and have a go at different activities. So almost similar to what we're going to be offering at Site Village, but on a, you know, on its own standing event, and people can come and sign up to those. I think the nearest one that we will have to Birmingham or the Midlands area this year will be our Oxford Have a Go Day, which is the 25th of June. And we'll also be having one in London on the 7th of July as well.
Great, that sounds great. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
I think that's everything.
Okay, so for anybody who perhaps can't attend Site Village or thinks, oh, that sounds interesting, I'd like to get involved before July, can you give us some contact details, please?
Yeah, of course. So you can contact our head office landline on 01926 424247, and any of our colleagues can help you on the day with any queries that you might have, whether that be any of our events or to find out what sports is available to you in your area. You can also email us at support@britishblindsport.org.uk.
Thank you for joining us today, Alex.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You can contact us by email, info@vitalk.co.uk. Our Twitter handle is VI Talk Podcast. Our Facebook group is VI Talk. And our website is www.vitalk.co.uk. www.revolutionadvantagecanes.co.uk. Thank you for listening.